Why did Bondora start this week to limit investments into Go and Grow portfolios from 1,000 euros a month to only 400 euros a month? And before the COVID crisis, this was unlimited, so there was no limit, but now a very stiff one of 400 euros is introduced. I have a lot of questions for this, and Bondora was so nice to reply very quick within less than 24 hours and got Matt Klanniken, the VP of Investing and Product, to speak with me. And now let's get straight to the podcast and the answers Matt brought with him. Enjoy.
Matt, welcome again to the podcast. Good to have you here. A short introduction from your side would be great for the people who aren't familiar with you yet.
Hi Alex, great to be back on the podcast again. So my name is Matt Klanniken. I'm the VP of Product at Bondora. I've been with Bondora for over a few years now, worked in a few different positions, but mostly related to the investor product. So I hope I can answer any questions that you have today related to that.
Right. So the most prominent thing that happened this week was the new limit or limit reduction to 400 euros per month investment into Go and Grow that was lowered from 1,000 to 400 euros. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, that's correct. So we made the decision, firstly, to give some context, in September this year. To introduce the limit of 1,000 euro net deposit limit for Go and Grow investors. Now, the reason for that was that we are still organically growing the investor base. And by that, I mean that we're practically doing no paid marketing this year. Right. But we're still having a lot of investors join the platform, and existing investors are still wanting to use the platform as well. And on the other side, we have been very cautious in what we're lending out throughout the global pandemic. So we've decided to cut our originations. It's controlled, it's our decision. And we've decided to cut that. If you compare it to earlier in the year, I think we had around 24 million at one point in January. And if you look at the months over the summer, up until last month, it was around 1-2 million per month. Last month, we took it a bit higher. We took it to 6.5 million. And this month's looking around the same, if not even a bit higher. So we've steadily increased it. But as I was saying, that's why we've put a limit on the amount that the net amount that investors can invest with Go and Grow at this point, because we don't want to get to a point where we're not able to satisfy the amount of money that's coming into the portfolio. So rather than just building it up when we're not lending it out, we're being cautious and placing that limit on it as well. So that's the reason behind it. Everything we've done is for the sustainability of the portfolio. And while I do appreciate that in the shorter term, this is frustrating for the investors who want to get the benefits of Bondora and invest more. But if we take a look of even a 12-month, or if you look in 5-10 years, it's 100% the best course of action to take. Because as I said to you, I think in our previous interview, that the demand is there. The demand is there for sure for originations. But it's just our choice to be cautious with it. Along with that, we decided to reopen Finland last month. And we are going to steadily increase our originations there as well. We haven't reopened Spain yet, but likely in the coming months, we may decide to do that as well. But overall, I can say that we, as I said in this conference today, I'm not sure if you watched it, Alex, but
I did.
You did, yeah. So we're going to remain cautious until the middle of 2021, because we should have quite a lot of data by that point from kind of March, April this year to, if you look, to June 2021, that's around 15 months of data. So by that point, I think we can be more confident to focus on growth and expansion again, even looking into new markets at that point. But until then, our priority is the sustainability of the portfolio.
short break at this point. If you enjoy the podcast so far and got new information out of it, please be so nice and leave a rating wherever you're listening to it, and ideally some text feedback as well. I read all of it and can grow only through feedback. This is highly appreciated, and also share it with your friends and fellow investors in order to spread the word about Bondora, Go and Grow Limits, and why they were introduced. Thank you, and now let's continue with the podcast.
Okay, okay. And when did you discover that the 1,000 euro limit was too much for you? When did you make that decision, okay, we need to reduce that by more than half in order to have enough data to grow in the middle of next year again?
Well, it's constantly being monitored. It's not like it's just flagged to us. It's we're constantly checking this kind of thing. We have automated daily reports that we're seeing all the time, and we're constantly reviewing them. So it's more of just a monitoring, seeing how things change over the period of a couple of weeks. Once it hits a certain criteria, then we've decided, okay, let's make the change. And actually, from the moment that we made the change, we decided that we were going to make the change to when we implemented it, I think it was around 24 hours. And that just shows you how much control we have over this portfolio, that we can make these changes so quickly whenever we need to.
Oh, yeah, 24 hours is rather quick. That's right. I mean, it's a bold move, I would say, but it also shows that you have a long-term vision here and are not that much influenced by short-term trends, which, as you mentioned before, it's sure nice to be able to have the means to think that long-term. I don't think many platforms would be able to do that, to be honest.
Well, that's it, because this year has flown by. It's been a crazy year in many ways, as I'm sure you can imagine. I'm sure you can agree. So. Yeah, and I think the actions that we've taken will pay dividends, figuratively speaking, in the future. So, yeah, it's better to remain cautious throughout this period, and then focus on growth when we have more data to say that, yes, we can have the confidence to do this. So, yeah, especially, from mid next year, we're really targeting significant growth from that point. And as I mentioned today, on this conference as well, our overall target within the next couple of years is to reach 1 million investors. So I think we're quite well prepared to do that now based on the actions that we've taken this year. We focus so much on automation and scalability that it's quite exciting what's going to happen next year.
Okay. Okay. How do you feel about others who are in the same business model roughly, but who are scaling up loan originations, not consumer loans, but business or real estate loans? So Estate Guru, for example, they financed 15 million last month and the month before that, and that's new records for them. Is real estate such a different piece of lending to consumer lending, or how do you feel about that?
I mean, they're totally different asset classes, totally different.
Right.
And overall, I don't really have much of an opinion on it, because people have their own business models. They know it better than anyone else. So, I can't really comment on the decisions that others make.
Okay. Okay. But I tried. You said you will scale up again in the middle of next year. What are your loan volume expectations until then, for the next few months? Do you aim to roughly stay at the 6 million you are now, or go a little bit back again? Do you have a feeling about that?
I think it will steadily increase. Our aim is to steadily increase it month on month. Rather than stay the same, but again, we're agile. We change based on the data that we receive. So that's our plan at this point, to steadily increase it month on month, get more data and see. But I would say, rather than having like a strict target or threshold of what we can lend out as a maximum each month. We don't have that at this point, but we'll be looking at just steadily increasing it going forward.
And you said earlier that the demand is definitely there for the loans, for the people taking them. Do you need to do much marketing now, or are those your loyal customers, so to say, asking for these loans now? Are these people you have no business history with, so to say?
I mean, a lot of people who take loans with Bondora, they take them again in the future because they're happy with the experience. But we've seen the same on the investor side as well regarding the demand, obviously related to the limits, but for new investors as well. So we're still doing marketing, of course, in Estonia for our loan market, as this is our largest base at the moment.
Right.
But we haven't really done any huge activities, especially on the investor side, since around March time. So this is why it's quite exciting for us, because it's a lot of it is organic growth, where, you know, people are telling other people about Bondora. I think we were on German TV a month or two ago. We first knew about it when someone sent me the video. So so yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, it sure will be. Okay, Matt, do you have anything else for investors to say in the current situation? Investors with Bondora, of course.
I would hope that just investors can see, or this would give investors some more context on the reasons behind our decisions. It's a long-term decision for the sustainability of the portfolio and ultimately for investors' investments and their finances, and so they can continue to get the benefits that they know and love. So if we change it again in the future, it is for the same reason. We hope we don't have to get to a point where we create a waiting list, and we can still allow people to invest, but overall we won't make any exceptions for the quality of the portfolio. So yeah, that gives some reasoning behind it. And I also hope that from next year, once the world is a bit more back to normal, we can start to welcome investors into the office again. And of course yourself, Alex, as well. It's much bigger now and even nicer.
Thank you.
It would be cool to see.
I look forward to that. Thank you for the invitation. And all right. Thank you also for taking the time on this busy day with the peer-to-peer conference as well. And I hope to hear from you soon, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.